Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your show host, Randy Fine. Well, the day has arrived. It's the last Wednesday of the month, the day that you all look forward to. Laura Lee is here, my dear friend and someone that you all love very much, to take your calls and answer your questions or give you a reading and help you out with what your concerns are in your life. And I think today we're going to be talking about the School of Life. So let's get started. Good morning, Laura.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Laura, thank you
welcome
for
back.
Having me. Welcome.
Welcome back. Welcome
yes,
back.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So we're back to school. And how does that apply?
Yeah.
What do the angels or the spirits say about that?
With school back in session, yes, I was told that school's never out of session for us. School is our life, and that we have lessons. We all fail collectively, but we can overcome them. And so I was reminded that Earth is our school for our soul's growth, and we are life's perpetual students. And there's a few times in our lives we know we are being tested whenever we face the life lessons we're going to talk about today that, you know, are universal. And although I'm going to explain some examples, you know, of these universal lessons, I mean, I think we can all find a point in our lives where we can see where this lesson applies to our own lives. So that's what I got downloaded for today's session. And while we talk to clients in between.
Okay, it certainly is a school. I mean, we do, right? This is the place where we come to learn. This is not the easy part. This is the hard part. And we have to have tools to get through it, right?
Right. And if you don't mind, I'll share the first lesson.
Sure.
The first lesson I'm told that we all confront is when you see a life pattern emerge that doesn't sit right with you. For instance, I spoke to a client whose love life seemed to evolve around men who needed her care. It was never the other way around. And so when she saw herself in this loop, she would move on to another partner where she would find herself in the exact same position. And I always tell everybody, you know, it's funny, no matter where we go, there we are again. Because the common denominator is always us, right?
Right. That's right. So true.
The common denominator is us. So you almost have to change within to change without. So it's time that she take care, you know, change her story. And changing the story, you know, basically comes back to herself, taking care of herself first. And I know that's a hard concept for, especially when it comes to women, because we're taught, you know, always to give and be the nurturers. But to take care of ourselves first, and then we fill up our cup and we have, you know, our cup runneth over and we can give to others. So, but anyway, the pattern is just seeing a pattern that seems to evolve, and your awareness of that pattern is key. It means your soul saying to you that this isn't working for you anymore. And you can't blame any others for this challenge, but to take responsibility for yourself. And I love the quote that says, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Right.
So if you see a life pattern emerge that's not sitting well with you, change your story.
Okay. Okay. Take a different class. Drop that class and take a different one. Right?
Well, you know, we were just talking about something. I think this will work in this case too, is that if it's a pattern, let's say men that, you know, who needed her care, or like I had a client the other day who said that they had clients who wouldn't pay. Hand those people over. You know, I personally use my angels. I just hand those people over to my angels and see them take them away, take that burden off of me, and restoring my heart with peace, love, and joy so I can continue my life without those challenges anymore. I'm done with them, you know,
okay.
That pattern. So that might be a way to let that thing go. It might take a repeated effort for you to do that, but sooner or later you'll see a shift occur because you've become aware that the pattern no longer fits in your life anymore. So that's one life lesson I think we
okay.
can all.
Okay, I completely agree with all of that, absolutely. Absolutely, it's just we all experience that, and that's great advice. Okay, so you want to start taking callers?
Let's do it. I'm sure we got some people hanging by.
Let's do it, we do. We have some anxious callers. This is area code 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Who's up?
What is your name?
My name's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How you doing?
Hi. I'm good.
What is your question for Laura today?
I just was wondering if you have any messages, maybe if I have any spiritual guides around me. And also, I was wondering where you see my life path going in the next 5 years or so. I feel like I'm at a crossroads, and I'm trying to get it to go in a certain direction, but I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing. So,
right, right. Well, Kathy, as soon as I, peeked in while you were, you know, chatting there, I get on your left side a female that's there that I think is maternal. So like a motherly like figure on your left side,
mm-hmm.
maternal side. Are you right-handed? I just want to confirm that.
Yes.
Yeah. Then it's maternal side.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman there and she watches over you. I feel like maybe had even taken care of you. Also, is there a woman with the same name, like a Kathleen or a Kath? Are you Kathleen as well, or Catherine?
Yeah, my paternal grandmother, but she's about 95 right now, and she has pretty advanced Alzheimer's.
And she's physically here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Well, they just wanted to confirm that, okay, that there's somebody else here with you. But I also get the female on the other side that's on your left side, maternal side, okay?
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, nurturing, you know, nurturing yourself first and then something that we've talked about just previously before we got in the call with you. But I feel like there might be some children involved with this. Okay, that I don't know if that makes sense. Are you a mom now or there's a children? Yes, and I feel like that's your first priority in the next 5 years. When you say 5 years, I feel like this is it right now, and there's nothing more valuable right now. And I think on some level you know that, but I feel like this is it right now. And then after 5 years, I think it'll start to shift. You know, there's more independence and stuff, and you go off in a little bit different direction. But I think the children and you being a mom are so valuable right now for the long haul because I feel like there's some healing still to be done here with you and the children. Does this make sense, Kathy?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. So I just got to say you're being guided in this direction, and I feel like it might be because it's connected to your past and your own upbringing. And there's some healing from that, and doing things maybe in a different manner than previously, if that makes sense.
Right.
Well, we got other callers, honey, and you can reach out to me if you'd like at mediumlarlee.com, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now we have area code, let's see, 631372. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, what's
Good
your
morning.
Name?
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How
Hi,
are
Rose.
You?
Good. I'm doing fine. How you doing?
We're doing great. So what is your question for Laura?
Well, you probably have many questions. I guess just that whatever she wants to do, like if there's a message or something, you know, spiritual message or whatever she sees, I guess. Would that be easier?
Laura?
Whatever works. I see a gentleman that's with you. That's pretty close, Rose. That seems to be on your mind. He might be on the other side, obviously, because I feel like he comes right directly behind you. I don't know if this is a former partner or lover or, you know, right directly behind you, but he comes to your mind from time to time. And I don't know if this is, I don't know. I almost feel like you might have had a love relationship with this person, if that makes sense.
Are they here now?
Now he says
or are they...
No, they're on the other side, Rose. So, Rose, I get that you might hold on to a picture connected with this person and from time to time return to it. And I feel like there was a separation or distance between you two before he went over on the other side, if that makes sense.
Well, I've lost a lot of family members. I don't know, not actually a love partner.
Well,
I know
think
of
somebody,
anyone.
Do you know of a J? Because I've got a J, and I feel like he's right on the other side. Who's got a letter J? Like it might have been a boyfriend or a lover or a boyfriend at one point.
I have one now.
he's
J? Still here.
Oh, he's around you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still here.
He's still there.
I don't
know
how long.
Well, all right. Well, that's
I don't know
funny.
How long I want him around for.
But you might want to hold on to this because I also feel like this is, I feel like it might be tied to, you know, this gentleman that's right here. So I don't know if you've got a picture of somebody who's there around the house. that is still holding the light for, the candle, you know, flame for, but that's what I get. Okay, so.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in, Rose.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. So back to the school of life. We learned the first one. What is the second one, second thing to remember about the school of life?
The second lesson that was shared with me is that those things that scare us, that thing that scares you the most, you know, and it continues to pop up and you don't deal with it. And it gets bigger and bigger and more monstrous in your life. So, for instance, when I was a young girl and grew into a young adult, I was so deathly scared of the dark. I was scared because I knew when the lights shut off, I would start receiving spirit activity and that I didn't want anything to do with it. Okay, so I'd throw the blankets over my head and breathe out of people, pretend it didn't exist. And maybe if I pretended I were dead, the spirits would go away. Well, these visitations didn't stop and they became increasingly worse. And a result of my denial, I had a near-death experience in my late teens. It was about my freshman year. And that experience showed me there was nothing to fear, not even death, because it doesn't exist. And that souls live on. So I looked at these visitations from that point on at a very different point of view. And healing came from that experience. And, of course, I finished out my schooling in communications, oddly enough, and also went in this direction. So I guess what they're saying about, you know, that thing, whatever it is you're scared about, face your fears head on. Don't give them power anymore because you hold the power for that change. And your spirit is guiding you to deal with something for a reason. You know, this of course, led me on to my life path. With where, you know, I am today as a, you know, a psychic medium for people. But I think all of us have our own calling. You have to put it into context of what that means for you, that fear.
Absolutely. Yes, I know. I try to do that. I try to face, you know, as soon as I know I'm afraid of something, I kind of try to barrel through it. Because it's usually not as bad as we think.
No,
build up fear much, you know, much more than it should be. Fear,
right.
Worry, all those kind of things.
Right. And, you know, another way of dealing with this is, again, whatever that thing is, let's say it's the dark. Let's say it's spiders. Let's say it's speaking, you know, something of that sort. Let's hand it over to your angel. Hand it over to your guide and let them take it out from you, you know, and say, help me, you know, guide me in this direction and help me alleviate this burden, you know, restore my soul with peace, love, and joy again. And again, with continued effort and continued attention in that direction, sooner or later, you'll find the direction that you're supposed to go. Hopefully, you know, I had a near-death experience so I could see my personal, you know, the experience wasn't as bad as what I thought it was.
Wow.
So I think if you hand it over, you will find direction, whatever that thing is that you're scared about. Because fear doesn't exist. Fear is failed expectations appearing real.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We really have nothing to fear, basically.
No, we don't.
Okay. So let's take our third caller. Let's see. This is area code. Okay. Area code 352.
352.
Good morning. What is your name?
Thank you for taking my call. My name's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Can you give me any insight? I'm in the middle of relocating and moving. And I was wondering if you can give me any insight into a relationship with someone named Ronnie and how you see that moving forward.
So, all right. So Ronnie's more important than the move.
Pardon me?
Ronnie's more important than the move, huh?
Well, no, because I didn't move up there with him. I'm moving into my own place.
Actually, if you're
on the move, I'd love to hear that. We can do that subject.
Well, Cindy, I get on your right side a gentleman who's coming in. I feel like it's a I feel like it's a father figure from the paternal side. Are you right-handed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I feel like you're being guided as far as this move is concerned. Who would like to fix up houses? Was it on your father's side or is this Ronnie? Who's really handy?
My dad used to do a lot of work, but I do. I like to fix up houses and remodel. And
are you doing that with this space that you've got right now that you're moving into?
Well, right now the house itself I'm not, but the I'm doing the fences and having to repair all the fences and put up new fencing for the horses. And there's a big garage barn slash that hasn't been finished that I'll need to do some work on to be able
yes.
to use it for the horses.
Yes, all right. Well, I feel like, all right, there's your confirmation. You're in definitely a good spot because it gives you that kind of outlet. But I feel like you might try to do that with your men, too, in your life. And you know, try to fix them up. And I don't think you can fix this one up, okay, in the sense that either you got to accept them or let them go, okay, or learn how to deal with it. You know, you got a couple of decisions there. But I feel the relocation in the place that you have right now where you can fix some things, I think is very good for your soul, okay? And I feel like Dad has some sort of involvement in this, okay? As far as
okay.
Ronnie is concerned, again, I just feel like you might transfer that kind of energy over to this person or to the men in your life. So you got to remember, you can't change them. They are who they are. So either, you know, you learn to deal with it or you move on.
Well, I'm not really having any issues with him, but we just have a long distance relationship right now, and he's wanting me to move up there by him.
You're moving somewhere else.
Well,
right.
Because I had to make a quick move, and he's wanting us to we've just reconnected after a long period of time that we weren't seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just because of the distance that we weren't seeing each other.
Okay, well, that's what I got, Cindy. So you need to hold on to what, you know, Dad delivered, okay? And let me know. Let us know. We've got other callers. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Cindy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see, our next caller. Okay. Area code 631. Good morning. Hi, what is your name?
Yes, good morning. My name is Suzanne, and I was wondering about my love life. I'm going on two dates with one is a Vinny and one's a Dave. I've met them before, and I'm looking for a companionship, relationship, and maybe marriage or living together down the road, but not too far down the road.
Right. Susan, Susan, first of all, I got a sense of a woman coming in who's a, you know, female. Again, I feel like it might be a mother from the other side. It might even be actually a grandmother, but I feel like she might
be.
Yeah,
my mother's still alive, so it's grandmother.
Yeah, your grandmother coming in, but she's very close to you in this situation because I feel like you pray for it.
I do.
And yeah, so she's just validating it. And she says, don't worry about this because you're getting your head wrapped around and just go out and enjoy yourself, okay? And don't look at all of them as it for you because I think the one that is, you know, it just takes time. And I think it's taking its time to mature, okay? And I feel like there's somebody who's been in your life who's come in and out that hasn't been able to stand up on their own two feet, but they want to. And I think you might inspire them to be that for you. And
you mean a man or a friend or
yes. And who's, you know, a longtime partner, but I feel like it's somebody you've known. So I don't know if it's necessarily the people that you're going on the dates with that are relatively new in your life, but I feel like somebody who's kind of been in and out of your life who could be a good friend, but, you know, where's your patience thin because they aren't, I don't know, living up to your expectations to be a grown up, you know. They might be more fun boyish, okay? So that's what I get from them, okay? So like I said, it's somebody who's been coming around for a long while and has been in your life. I don't know if necessarily the dates are fun. Go out and have fun, okay? So enjoy it. And I feel like in the long run, I feel like somebody comes around and hangs out with you, you know, as a life partner and possibly a marriage. But I think it's long, down the hall because of you and your decisions. Okay.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready. I don't want to be alone anymore. I'm not going to wait years.
Oh,
I'm getting older.
I get that. But that's what I get from your mother, okay, or your grandmother here, okay? And as I say that, did you move out and then return home at one point in time, leave and then come back, and that might have happened a couple times when you were a young adult? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're just she's just saying that to confirm my message from her. Those are
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So what she's saying is this person that I've known for a while is going to come back, or someone brand new and not these two people? And
No, it's a friend. It's an old friend, you know, who's a lot of fun, boyish in terms, but, you know, you never might have considered it long term, but it is. And I just feel
when is he coming back, though?
It's maturing. I feel like he's maturing for you. So I think it's somebody you already know. And from home, from the home area, wherever the home was. So.
That's weird. Real quick, there was a man who has a kid. Everything is his kid. And we've seen each other here and there, but he just doesn't have room to date for years, so that was a waste of my time. We never dated. And then there was somebody who was a little bit younger than me, and I haven't heard from him for about 3 years, but I knew him for 3 years. Do you know which one it is?
Are they from home area? Are they from your hometown?
One is, and one is from Long Island. They're both from Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just feel like she did mention earlier to me, but I overlooked it. They do have children, older children, so grown children for sure.
I don't know anybody who has grown children. I just know somebody who has a 13-year-old.
Right. You know what? I would just suggest write it down and put it away and don't worry about it and go on your dates and have fun. Okay? And you always have company. You always have dates. So you aren't ever alone.
Yeah, but no, I know, but I'm tired of that. I'm going to, like, I feel like I have to pick one of these two, and that's it, because I don't want to keep going on dates.
Oh,
it gets
don't pick,
honey. After a while.
Don't pick. Do not pick because you're alone. Do not pick somebody just because you're lonely. You'll regret it. Do it out of love.
Yeah,
listen,
no, I don't.
Heart.
I mean, my child's only 16. I don't know anybody with grown children who I used to hang out with.
Bruce.
Well,
Timing is everything in life, and it's not always the time that we think it should be. So sometimes we have to just let go of our expectation of when it's going to happen and just let the universe let it happen when it's supposed to. That's the easiest way to live.
It'll be perfect. It'll be perfect when the timing does come. But anyway, write it down, put the date on it, put it away, go have fun with Benny or whoever this other guy is. Okay? Keep us posted.
Yeah. Thanks for calling,
it's not
Rose.
Anymore. I'm going to pick one of them and just hope that they like me.
Oh my God.
All right.
Not
we
funny anymore,
got to go on to the next caller, Rose. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
In. Bye-bye.
Hey, Randy, before you go on to other callers, yes. I just got to say to the callers who've called in already, if you're still listening, to listen to the podcast again, because I think sometimes when we hear the dialogue and even our own self-talk, sometimes we can see that it blocks ourselves and our potential. So to review, sometimes the podcast is enlightening itself.
Okay, that's really good advice, yeah. You know, so many people want to know when. It's not really about when. It's about when it's right, you know. So that's trusting. We have to trust. Okay, so so we talked about two lessons in the school of life.
Yes.
And what is the third?
So I have been shared that when we have repeated thoughts from the past, recycle in our minds. So, for instance, a good one, since we're talking about, you know, mediumship and loved ones, let's say, for instance, a loved one that is deceased pops up in your mind repeatedly. And it's a moment in time you might have shared with them, or a moment in time that you still hold guilt over or shame about or angry, whatever it is. It is a moment that your soul is saying you need to acknowledge that part or acknowledge it to heal it, not, you know, swish it around in your mind and to hold on to it, because it keeps coming back for a reason. Let's say, for instance, somebody who felt guilty because they didn't go to their dad before he died and said goodbye because they were angry. And they're still holding on to that guilt and shame. I just had a client like that the other day. So they're still holding on to that. And it just means that the father is actually looking for, you know, forgiveness as well for whatever held their anger at him, and as well as, you know, releasing both of them from it so he can go into the light. So this is, you know, repeated thoughts can also come in a form of, let's say, I had a client who said that she was told in her own mind that she should be an ultrasound tech, and she heard this for 18 years. This is a repeated thought. 18 years. I think I've shared this before on the radio. All right. So if you hear that small voice within you that keeps telling to you, you know, for 18 years, you better be an ultrasound tech, listen to it. There's a reason why it keeps coming back around. That's when you fail, when you don't take the step forward. You know, but she said to me, I didn't, I tried to do it, but then I couldn't find the funding. You know, I lacked the funds, so I stopped. Well, go, you know, try again until you succeed. That small voice won't stop until you answer it. And the same goes for, you know, a loved one that keeps coming back, you know, and keeps trying to, you know, ping you. And there is a reason they're trying to ping you. You know, they're trying to get your attention to heal that part of your heart. And to let it, you know, release it and to let it go. Your soul seeks closure. So do the spirits on the other side, trying to guide you towards a life direction with these repeated images. So pay attention. Here's the kicker with all this. The past, the present, and the future are all one. So if your thoughts are centered, you know, in the past and you're in the present and you're centered in the past and you're back in the past, your future is going to come out in the exact same manner. Hmm. If that, does that make sense? Did I?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah, you explained that well.
Right. So you have to stay really present. And so anytime these, you know, repeats come up, say, what's that about? And the moment you start asking questions about it, it will enlighten you. You will, you know, you'll know exactly what to do, to look at it and acknowledge it actually is the first step in healing.
know, why does that keep coming up? And you'll know the answer instantly because your soul knows. So simple, yet something we
tend to overlook, many of us.
Right, right. A good example about the past, present, future is I had a client who was sexually assaulted as a child. God bless. I know that the statistics are really high on this. I think 98 seconds, somebody gets sexually assaulted, and most often it is a child. But what happened to her is, unbelievable. She went on and had two more of these incidences in her life as a young adult. So God bless her soul. The only difference now is that she has decided to take the perpetrator to court, and this person was sentenced to prison. But now she is taking a new life direction. She's going back to school to be a counselor to help victims of assault. So as a result of this experience, God bless, she has come through the light in a way that she's going to go assist others and help them rise to the occasion.
All I'm
saying is that, there must be a reason if you're seeing and, you're having these experiences that your soul needs guidance and direction, and it's trying to point you in that direction. Hopefully it's not that harsh as that particular client.
Right. There's always a lesson in everything. Okay, we have one caller in about 3 minutes. So let's just finish this one off. Okay. Good morning. This is area code 856. Hi, what is your name?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi.
So what is your question for Laura today?
Well, my question is, I'm wondering about stability for work. I'm on a contract supposed to be through the first week of October, and I was wondering what you see for me after that coming up for work.
Oh. Laura, did we talk in the past on radio before?
I can't recall if we have or not.
Oh, gosh, you sound familiar to me. I will point out that while you were talking about this contract, I saw, before you even told me what was coming, I see you going back and forth from the United States over to Europe. And as I say this, is this company that you're on contract with right now, are they a national company based out of, the location, one central location, but they're national?
They are. Nothing has been said to me, though, about that, doing that.
No. This is what I'm saying. Okay, so let's clarify. So the company you're with right now is a national company. Okay, and they wanted to confirm that the message is that beyond this company, there's another there's something else to come in the future where you're going to be traveling from the States over to Europe. So I see you traveling, and I don't know if it's necessarily this company. I think it's a different company, okay? So the confirmation was that the company that you're working for is a national company, okay?
Right, yes.
Okay?
Okay.
And as I say that, was there a change in management just recently over above you, and it's kind of caused a challenge with contract agreements and stuff like that, challenging with agreements or something of that sort because of, I don't know, some management changes that were happening?
Not that I'm aware of. I know that they let go of a manager here. He was a senior manager, but I didn't
have
anything to do with him.
Management changes. Okay. Yeah, it's just management changes, and I think it's going to change the contractual way that they contract people. So because of new management coming in. So it might change the structure of even the way you will potentially do business with them. But I do see you moving on, and I see you going further on out and going to a global type direction. I think that sounds exciting. I hope it sounds exciting for you.
Would that be a contract or would that be a permanent employment?
I think contract again, but it could be potential full-time employment, but it's your choice. Okay.
I'm just wondering if there's going to be a big gap in my employment when this ends with this contract. Do you think that
you've already got your things out there, right? You've already got everything working. Yeah. I don't think you're going to skip a beat. Okay. So
we have to close the show
it.
Now. I'm so sorry to have to cut you off, Laura, but we have to close the show. So thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have about a minute. Do you have a fourth lesson for us?
No, I'd like to leave it there.
Okay, let's leave it there. You have any spirit salons coming up or anything like that?
I don't. I would just like to let everybody know if you'd like to reach me for a further consult, you can reach me at mediumlarlee.com where all my contact information is. And I just got to say as a last point to these life lessons, it's all love. It's not, anything bad when we find ourselves in a pattern, you know, that is no longer fitting in our lives, or if we're scared about something, or we recycle thoughts from our past. These are all things that are to lovingly guide our souls for growth in
life.
Right,
it's like a universal nudge,
yes,
a loving universal
yes.
nudge.
Yeah, hopefully it's not a kick in the rear.
I hope not. Although sometimes it is, but if we don't recognize the nudge, then it becomes a kick, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I like it that way.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Well,
it's been great. So Laura will be back the last Wednesday of September. So same time, same place.
Oh, good.
All right. Thanks, Laura. We'll talk. Looking forward to having you back. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we are out of time for today. If you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randigfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com. Join me next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing, and may joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randigfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.